wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is the goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Divine wisdom is available. Divine wisdom is available. And we will take our major text from Proverbs chapter 3, the verse 13, 14 to 18. He said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Since more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou can desire are not to be compared unto it. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. The ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Praise the Lord. Our objective in this teaching, number one, is to understand that it takes wisdom to be glorified as a believer. Number two, for you to understand that there are different kinds of wisdom, but there is one wisdom that makes the difference, and that is divine wisdom. Number three, to also know how to assess this kind of wisdom, this divine wisdom. How do you assess it? How do you get it? And then the last, when you get this wisdom, what can it do in your life? When you get divine wisdom, what can you do in your life? The word of God makes us to understand in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 that every believer is ordained for glory. He said his divine power has given unto us everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us into glory and into virtue. So when you give your life to Christ, and maybe you are here, you haven't given your life to Christ, you'll be given opportunity to give your life to Christ. But when a man gives his life to Christ, you have been ordained for glory. When we talk about glory, glory means that you have been ordained to be like Jesus. You have been ordained to function like Jesus. You have been ordained to manifest like Jesus, and you have been ordained to represent Jesus. Your results should be Jesus' results. You have been ordained for the top. He said you shall be above only and not beneath. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. I am happy that this church is not too much an aged church. We have a lot of young people. So teachings like this must get you up. God have ordained you to be the top. God have shown me a year is coming. A president of this nation will be from this church. I know it. I don't know when. But it will be maybe one of you sitting here. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I've seen it and I know it. And it will come to pass in my lifetime. I will not die before it will happen. I will see it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Maybe it will be the first time in a charismatic church a president has risen from it. Maybe, I don't know. So, divine wisdom. God has ordained everybody for glory. Praise God. And what is glory? Glory means looking like Jesus. Having resource like Jesus. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. Behaving like Jesus. That is glory. So when you say you are walking in glory, it means that your everything is like Jesus. When Jesus calls things and it comes, a man walking in glory, when he calls them, they must come. Praise the Lord. You get it. So we are all working to be glorified. Nobody have hit the peak of glory. We are working to look like Jesus. Now, to walk in this glory, it takes wisdom. Somebody say it takes wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 3, the verse number 35, he said, the wise shall inherit glory. You have an inheritance of glory, but it takes wisdom to inherit it. The wise shall inherit. Somebody say inherit. Yes. So you have an inheritance of glory. Proverbs 3:35. But it takes wisdom to inherit that glory. So when wisdom is absent, glory cannot be manifested. Glory cannot be what? Manifested. You cannot look like Jesus when you are foolish. The opposite of wisdom is foolishness. Praise the Lord. You can't look like Jesus if you are a foolish believer. So it takes the wisdom of God for us to walk in the glory of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. Now, this wisdom we are talking about is not the wisdom of this world. Somebody say, not the wisdom of this world. It is not the wisdom of this world. It is the capital of all the desires. Anything you can desire, the head of it is wisdom. Most people desire money. You get it. Others desire to travel. Others desire to have a good work. Others desire to marry. Whatever desire, the capital or the headmaster of all desires is wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, say, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all your gettings, get understanding. Praise the Lord. When you go to the verse 13 to 15, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 15, it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And the verse 15 says, all the things that thou can desire, all the things you can desire, cannot be compared to wisdom. Here it were, all the things you can desire. So what can you desire? You are desiring good marriage. You are desiring good work. You are desiring this. Whatever you desire. He said it cannot be compared to wisdom. So wisdom is the headmaster of all desires. So if there is anything a man must desire, the first thing that man must desire is wisdom. Because whatever you desire cannot be compared to wisdom. Cannot be compared to what? I pray that may God through this teaching change your desire in Jesus' name. May God through this revelation begin to work on yourself for you to desire what is right in Jesus' name. So that wisdom we are talking about is the principle of all kingdom desires. And it is called the wisdom of God. Somebody say the wisdom of God. In Job 28, Job 28, verse 12 to 14. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? This wisdom we are talking about, we are saying that it is not the wisdom on earth. You can't find it anywhere. Why are we saying that? Because the word of God says that. He said, man knoweth not the price thereof. No man knows where it is. Neither is it found in the land of the living. So you can't go to school for this wisdom. Job 28 verse 12. It is not found in the land of the living. So you can't talk to somebody you think of, have a lot of good words, and then he calls you, say, let me teach you wisdom. And he's telling you, this wisdom, you can't get it through that. It is not found in the land of the living. Somebody say, the land of the living. Are you here with me? It is not found in the land of the living. So this kind of wisdom we are talking about, we are not talking about the wisdom we train or we learn. No. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Now, when you go to the verse 28, where can we find this wisdom? He said, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Somebody say, behold. Somebody say, behold. So you want that wisdom, you need to lift up your head. Behold it. See it. See it. Look at it. Look at it. So it is not something you can learn or you can get it from this earth. To get that wisdom, you have to lift up your head. And James told us where that wisdom can be found. In James chapter 3 verse 14 and 15. He said, but if ye are bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and be not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above. This wisdom descended not from where? Above. So there is a wisdom that comes from above. Job said, behold, you can't find it in the land of the living. You need to behold it. It's from above. It is given by God. Praise the Lord. It is gotten by taking instructions from God in His word. This is the kind of wisdom we are talking about. So that wisdom is called divine what? Wisdom. It's called divine wisdom. Praise the Lord. Now the good news is that this wisdom is available to everybody. That is the good news. That's the good news. It's available to any child of God that wants it. In James chapter 1 verse 5, he said, if any man lack this wisdom, let him ask of God. So he has shown us where you can get it from. This wisdom cannot be gotten from any man. It has to be gotten from God. If it is from a man, that man must receive it from God to give it to another man. Praise the Lord. If it is from a man, that man must receive it from God and it is given to another man. But they have shown us the source of this wisdom. The source of what? This wisdom. It's from above. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask of who? Of God. Ask of God. acts of God. So the source of this wisdom, which makes men who are nobodies to become somebodies, is from God. No lecturer can give you this wisdom except that lecturer receive it from God. He can't go to school and get it. Praise the Lord. No professor can give you this wisdom. It has to come from God. Praise the Lord. Now, what is this wisdom? I have two sub-definitions. Number one, from John 2:5, his mother said unto his servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith. Not whatsoever he said, whatsoever he saith. So God keeps saying, saith. It's a continuous present or whatever, present continuous. He is still saying, whatsoever he saith. He is still hot. It's not whatsoever he said, whatsoever he ought saith. Do it. Praise the Lord. In Ezekiel 37 verse 7, it says, so I prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. What is this wisdom? First definition. Wisdom is taking profitable actions based on the revelation of the word of God. Wisdom is taking profitable actions. Someone say profitable actions. Taking actions that are profitable. From where? Gotten from the word of God. Taking profitable actions. Generated from the revelation of the word of God. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. So a wise man is the one who is taking positive, profitable actions from the word God told him. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel, there was dry bones. He said, speak to the dry bones. Then he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. And when he spoke as God told him to speak, that is wisdom. The result started to show. So wisdom is taking positive, profitable actions from the revelation of the word of God. Foolishness is not taking actions on what God has spoken to you. That is foolishness. The opposite of wisdom is foolishness. God told you something. He said, fill the water pot with water. Then you say, no, how can I fill this water pot with water? This water, they use it, this pot, they use it to wash people's feet, wash their face, wash their hands, wash their dresses. How can I put water there for people to drink? That pot Jesus told them to fill water inside. That was what it was used for. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So you arguing with your simple common knowledge you learned from school. And that make you foolish. You won't see the results. Praise the Lord. So wisdom is taking positive, profitable actions from the revelation of the word. From the revelation of what? Yes. Most of the time, a lot of us walking with Jesus, we allow ourselves not to walk in the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. And if you are not walking in it, then you are in the opposite direction. That is why results doesn't come. Because foolishness does not, you say, Proverbs 3:35, nobody should forget the B part. He said, same shall be what? The reward of the what? The foolish. Yes. He said, but same shall be the promotion of fools. So you cannot be walking in fully and get results. You'll be getting sinful results. Results that are sinful. Not results people applaud at you. Results that people will beat you. People will be talking against you. Why did you do that? Why is it this? Why that? Why that? People are angry at you. It's results, but the results you got brought what? Anger. Why are these things going up? Why are we not getting this? Why is this life going up? Why all these? They are results of not working in what? Wisdom. Same shall be the promotion of fools. Praise the Lord. May God fill your heart and mind this morning with wisdom in Jesus' name. So wisdom is taking profitable actions based on the revelation of the word. Number two, what is wisdom? Wisdom in Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. What is wisdom? Wisdom is building your life based on the principles of the word of God. Building your life based on the principles of the word of God. What are some of the principles in God's word? Truth. Wisdom is building your life on truth. Wisdom is building your life on honesty. You are an honest person. Wisdom is building your life on integrity. To a man and a woman of integrity. All these are principles of the word. Wisdom is building your life on excellence. On what? All these are principles in the word. So, what is wisdom? Wisdom is building your life on the principles of the word of God. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and build his life on it. On it. Many people are hearing the sayings of God, but they are not building their life. The sayings of God, principles of truth. As a believer, you can't speak the truth. You can't tell your wife the truth. You can't tell your husband the truth. You can't speak truth at your workplace. That is not wisdom. That is the opposite, foolishness. Your own husband, you can't tell him the truth. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We have seen people whose wives have had children. The men thought they were their children, but they were not. You can't tell your husband, you can't tell your wife the truth. You have a towel somewhere, you can't say it. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is building your life on the principles of the word of God. Honesty. A man who is honest, a woman who is honest. Your yea are yea, your nay are nay. Praise the Lord. Sons and daughters, ladies and gentlemen, this is the seed, because you can never have a different resource if you continue to do what you keep doing. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? As a wife, you always want the money you give to me. It's not enough. What is it? It is not what? You know, what budget have you than to show your husband that this thing is not hot enough. What is not enough? Do we use our mouth to say it is not enough? This is what I bought. This is what I bought. This is what I bought. So these things I buy tells me that it is not hot enough. Wisdom is building your life on the principles of the word. Are you getting it? And I got about 5 or 6 of them. One is truth. Truth. Truth will always set you free. I've said it. Truth will always what? Set you free. Truth, I made a statement here. Truth does not put into bondage. Truth set free. Be truthful in your walk with every human being. Do you understand? Truth will never put you into... Look, Joseph stood for the truth. He was in prison for some years, but he came out as the number 2 in Egypt after. In fact, when it happened, Joseph was surprised of himself. How is it me? Because he was sleeping in the prison one day, and the next day, he was living in a mansion. Can you imagine? He was sleeping on that bed. How do you call it?
King size.
Before, he was sleeping on a student mattress, even it was half of it. Half student mattress. That same day, the next evening, he was king size. Are you getting it? When you truth does not put in bondage, it sets you free. You can be harassed for the truth for a while, for us, but not permanent. Not permanent. Church, we have to stand for the truth. There are many people who go to church in this Ghana here, but when you go to offices on Monday, you will see. Truth. Wisdom is building your life on the principles of the word of God. One is truth. Two is honesty. Be an honest person. Three is integrity. Four is purity. Build your life on purity. On what? Purity. Purity. As a young girl, don't allow somebody to be holding your body, holding you. Yeah. Sometimes people say, ask my wife. When we were in courtship relationship, I couldn't even hold her hand. That's how pure some of us we were. Not even hand. Building your life on the principle of purity. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. Yes. As a young girl, don't ever sit on the laps of any man who is not your father. Do you understand? Are you here? You sit on a man who is not on your father. Don't ever do that. Don't ever. The principles of purity. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Yes.
As a young man, don't allow any girl to be putting his hands on you and say, I like your chest. And you know, your chest is good. They say your stomach out. What is it? Six pack. I like your six pack. Then he's bringing his hand. Six pack. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Principles of what? Purity. Wisdom is building your life on the principles of God's word. And one is purity. One is purity. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. The good news is that everybody can walk in this wisdom. One benefit of this wisdom. Divine wisdom. is that this wisdom is the mother of riches and honor. You want to be rich God's way, not through corrupt ways or evil ways or vain ways. You want to be rich God's way. Somebody say God's way. You want to be rich God's way. This wisdom is what brings riches. It's what brings what?
Yes.
He said riches and honor are in his right hand. In Proverbs chapter 3, 13 to 15, riches and honor is there. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Verse 16. Length of days is in his right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Who is the scriptural example? Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 11 to 13, look at what God said. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and has not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself, nor has asked the life of thy enemies, but have asked. So these are the three main things people pray for. Number one, they pray for strength, life, long life. Number two, they pray for riches. Number three, they pray against the enemies. These are the number three. So God said to Solomon, you didn't ask this. I know this is what men ask me. I am God. Everybody that come to me for prayer, they say, Lord, give me strength. Give me long life. Give me this. Are you hearing me? Number two, Lord, bless me. Bless me. Bless me. I want to be rich. I want to go to America. And I want to marry. I want to do so. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Number three. Are you getting it? What is it? Riches and the enemies. Lord, my enemies. I'm very far no more coming on. Yes, moja come on him. Yes, moja come on him. Yes, moja ba. Who so be here and start say I say say. Abey for where? Born in some say. The yes moja here. God knows these are the things, and God said, Solomon, when you came to me, you didn't ask me these things. So because you did not ask me these things, are you getting it? But has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou did not ask, both riches and honor. Both riches and what? Honor. Both riches and honor. So wisdom is the mother of riches, which goes with honor. Riches that people will honor you. It's not every rich person people honor. Are you getting it? In Africa here, most people who are rich, people don't honor them. They say, oh, they stole it. I don't want to mention their names. Do you understand? I don't want to mention the type of job they do. But people say, oh, they stole. And it practically shows it. I went to a certain place and I saw a house, a big house, and it looks like it has been left for a while. And I was asking about it. There's somebody, he was with this group and they lost power. They did what? Yeah, it shows. So you know that it is clear. When they lost power, everything ceased. Why should it be like that? They lost power. And then there was no money again. So the building has stayed there for years. Riches that goes with what? Honor. 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 That everybody knows that this is an honorable man. It didn't come from vain means. It didn't come from corrupt means. It didn't come from stealing. Came as a result of the blessings of God. Praise the Lord. The one working in the life of my father, the God servant Bishop David Oyedepo. Praise the Lord. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. How do you assess this wisdom? Number one, this wisdom is assessed through the fear of God. Okay, let me make this point first. For you to come into divine wisdom, it begins with a decision. Right decision first. Decision. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, he says, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, make a decision to get wisdom. Therefore, do what? To get what? Wisdom. So you should have a concretized desire that I need wisdom in my life. It begins with a decision, because if you don't see the need, wisdom is a principal thing. Then he didn't continue. He said, therefore you and me, take a decision that you will get what? Wisdom. Because if you don't take it, you will walk as a fool and you will see shame in your life. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You will see shame. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You see sin. You see sin. How can you take a decision as a lady, let me say it, to be living with a man who has not married you and you are living? Recently, something happened just here. A lady, the husband died. Old people, they have lived for years. When the man died, they dropped the man away. The family said, the man have not traditionally what? Married her. The house that belongs to the man, they drove her away. It's not wisdom to be living with a man who has not married you. They will do you like that one day. Praise the Lord. We have children, so what? Who told you it's children that makes you a wife? This thing I'm talking, it's a practical thing. Not quite long ago, just around us. Praise the Lord. So, take a decision to get wisdom. This is the way to get to. You must know what is right to give your life to it, so that you can live by it. Don't be too desperate. Daughters in this commission, the Jesus conquers God is a God that satisfies you if you can be patient with him. Praise the Lord. He's a God of satisfaction. He will satisfy you if you are patient. Praise the Lord. So take a decision. I need wisdom. I have taken that decision. I need wisdom to lead my family, be the head of my wisdom, to be a pastor of this church, wisdom to be a senior pastor of this commission. There are two different things. Wisdom to pastor this church and wisdom to pastor other pastors. They are not the same. They are not the same. Do you understand? Yeah. Wisdom to pastor other pastors who are also pastoring churches. Wisdom to be a father. Wisdom to be a husband. So get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom from the word, principles of God's word. Not from tank books. Praise the Lord. Yes. People who write things, they themselves don't understand. Somebody is blessed. Now, in your decision, take a decision to go for the fear of God. Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So in your decision to walk in wisdom, your first decision is that I am deciding to live my life in the fear of God. I am what? Why am I deciding? Because I want the wisdom of God to flow in my life. If I'm not ready to decide for the fear of God, I cannot walk in the wisdom of God, because the wisdom of God, the fear of God, is the beginning. Is what? Yes. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of God is the beginning. So in my decision to go for the wisdom of God, my first decision is that I decide that from today, I am going to live my life in the fear of God. Praise the Lord. In what? The fear of God. What is the fear of God? Briefly, the fear of the Lord is keeping his commandment. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the verse number 13. Last week we saw that the fear of God is to hate evil. Stay away from sin. But another angle of the fear of God is to obey his commandment. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. So if you fear God, what is fear God? Keep his commandment. Keep his commandment. Psalm 19, the verse number 7 to 9 tells us, the commandment of the Lord is pure. So God's command is pure. The fear of God is clean. God's command is clean. 1 John chapter 5 verse 3 tells us, the commandment of God is not burdensome. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. When you come into Christ, God gives you commands to help you live. It's like you go to school. You have gotten admission to a school. But in the school, there are commands. We have time, we go for dining. We have time, we sleep. We have time, we go and study. We have time, we go for classes. So those commands are there to keep you regulating on the campus, to keep your lifestyle on earth. It's the same when you come into Christ. Salvation brings you into Christ. And God gives you commandments to regulate your life in the kingdom. To regulate what? Your life. Is it very clear to you? Do you understand it now? Are you here with me? It's not like you go to school and say, I want to sleep. So anytime you go and sleep. It's not like that. There's time for sleeping. There's time for eating. You can't say, I want to eat in a class. And classes is going on. You say, I want to what? You can't eat. You can't eat. That's why God said, you can't fornicate. We have time, you can have sex. Marry and have sex. You can't have sex anytime. It's like you go to school and say, you can't eat this time. Do you understand? Commandments are there to regulate your life. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. You can't have sex with anybody as a married person. It has to be your wife, command, regulating you. So, his command, what is the fear of God? The fear of God is keeping commandments. Psalm 119, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9. You see, the commandment of God is pure, enlightening your eyes. Because by commands and things, his life has been saved. His life has been hurt. You're able to see a difference between somebody who went to a boarding house and somebody who went to a day school. For boarding house, most of the time, there's no commandment. especially when there is no parents who are training their children. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So I use that to explain commandment. When you come into it, he gives you command to regulate your life in the kingdom. To do what?
Regulate your life. Regulate your life.
You can have money, but this is the, you can't have money this way. Are you getting it?
Yes.
You can write somebody's nose when it is not exams, but when it is exams, you can't take somebody's work and write. It is called cheating. And it is tantamount to what? Head of the department is tantamount to what? Your papers to be what?
Cancelled.
Yeah, head of the department says it is tantamount to your papers to be what? But when it is not exam time, you can take any, in fact, you even be beaten for not having notes. And they ask you, why don't you copy it from your friend? You say, I wasn't in class. But this your friend will take his notes. But when it is exam time, that same principle doesn't work. Do you understand? Commandments. 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 Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. So the fear of God is keeping his commandments. I want to end. When another way you step into wisdom, the fear of God is the beginning. The next gateway is called inspiration. Somebody say inspiration. Yes. And what is inspiration? Inspiration is when a man is operating the thoughts of God in his thoughts. When a man is operating the thoughts of God in his thoughts, and a man is living with the ways of God in his ways. Isaiah 55, the verse 8, 9, 10. Psalm 103, verse 7. He knew the ways. Moses knew the ways. Because he knew the ways of God, he had much inspiration. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. So Moses was able to write Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Even though when God was creating, he wasn't there. But by inspiration, he knew it. Because he was operating the ways of God in his daily life. And he was operating the thoughts of God in his daily thoughts. So if you will walk in wisdom, you need inspiration. You have to be ready to change your thoughts and receive the thoughts of God into your own thoughts. You have to be ready to change your ways and to receive the ways of God in your own heart ways. That is what makes a man walk in inspiration. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? So it is a kind of work you must exchange. Somebody say exchange.
Yeah.
There is no output without input. So you need to clear off human thoughts and put in God's thoughts. And then that God's thoughts can now produce an output of inspiration that will make you wise. Are you here with me?
Yes.
There is no price without a cost. So, you want to see results? Pay the price. What price? Remove man's thought and put in God's thoughts. And when it is inside you, it will produce inspiration. It will produce what? Inspiration. And then you'll be walking in wisdom. And one way you are able to walk in this inspiration,
to receive God's thought and to receive God's way is for you to have a cheerful heart. Somebody say a cheerful heart. Joy, joy. Joy is a gateway to inspiration. Joy. Somebody say joy. Joy is a gateway to inspiration. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3. With joy, you will draw water. You do what? Draw water from the wells of salvation. With joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy. So every believer, you must begin to have a certain respect for joy. Like, you have to decide to be joyful in your life. Praise the Lord. Anxiety, mourning, depression have never produced any good thing. The worst is that it kills people. There is no depressed man who has ever done any good thing on this earth. There is no depressed woman. Joy. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of wisdom. The wells of salvation, one of them is wisdom. So you get inspiration when you are a person who is joyous. Who is what? Joyous. You let your heart be full of joy. And the acid test to prove that you have joy. Two, then I'm done. Number one acid test is that a man with joy or a woman with joy, it shows in your face. It shows in your face. It shows. Proverbs 15:13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So you can't tell me you are joyous when your face looks like mumuni. Praise the Lord. No. It shows in your face. A merry heart produces a cheerful countenance. So you see the person's face. It shows in your face. It shows what? In your face. So don't say I'm merry in my heart. No. It has to show. That is the acid. And there are some of us, because of our temperament, are you getting it? There are people who are phlegmatic. There are people who are melancholic. It's those not being cheerful is a negative side of your temperament. So overcome it. Because it will make you not to walk in inspiration. Overcome. Try to work at it. Try to do what? Don't say that is how I am. That's why you have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. A merry heart produces a cheerful countenance. And number two, acid test. James chapter 5 verse 13. What is the second acid test? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. So the second thing that shows that your heart is full of joy is in your heart and mouth full of singing. Your heart and mouth full of what?
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here need to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.